This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. We've got two chapters from the 15th anniversary edition of Vatican Assassin, the audiobook that we're getting into as we celebrate the release of the Vatican Assassin Trilogy, third edition. That's the reason for bringing you this encore presentation, the first time we're doing an encore of this special 15th anniversary edition of Vatican Assassin. And BC is hurting right now. BC, Bernard Campion, our Vatican Assassin, chased Nita Bendix after he caught her recording him. He was calling back to the Vatican, so he chased her down, but she stranded him, losing air, in an outbuilding on the lunar surface, while she escaped in an enemy UIN ship. But somebody alerted the authorities, the Lunar Prime security people, that BC was out there, so he's been rescued. But he is indeed hurting, so we're going to catch up with BC as he's recuperating in Chapters 8 and 9 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, coming up. Now, part of why the 15th Anniversary Edition of Vatican Assassin, the audiobook version, is so special is that I have a whole bunch of very cool cameos going on, some special guests, and we've got Keith Hughes back again as the Cardinal. In these two chapters, Cardinal Anderson, as performed by Keith Hughes, you can check out his podcasts and his fiction over at penslinger.com. Lots of the Cardinal in these chapters. So once again, thank you to Keith Hughes. Thank you, Keith, for being a part of the 15th anniversary edition of Vatican Assassin. Before we get into the book, I wanted to point out that Vatican Assassin, the 15th anniversary edition, the ebook, is free. Just about everywhere, except for Amazon. They demand 99 cents. Because they're Amazon, I guess. But pretty much everywhere else, you can get it free. Rakuten Kobo, Barnes & Noble, Scribd, Booktopia in Australia, Apple Books, Smashwords. So please let people know they can start this series for free if they read ebooks. The first novel in the Alibi Jones series is free too, but let's celebrate Vatican Assassin today. Again, free just about everywhere except for Amazon, where it's 99 cents for your Kindle. Up next, we've got two chapters from Vatican Assassin, the 15th anniversary edition, the special audiobook. Chapters 8 and 9 are on the way next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's three apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Carwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors? Infect them with the murder plague, and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com or search for them on iTunes.
Now here's Chapter 8 of the special 15th anniversary audio edition of Vatican Assassin on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC is laying on a couch in the Cardinal's office, basking in the warm glow of sympathy from the Cardinal and Governor Edwards, and obsessively wondering who could have saved him. I should be dead. That's a sobering thought. But someone did save me. Maybe that last ship. It had no markings. I've never seen anything like it before. It could have just been a hallucination. But then, why am I still here? What's he saying? Edwards is talking.
And we're all surprised she was able to maintain her cover for so long. We're lucky you found her communicating with the UIN ships when you did. You probably stopped more killings.
BC motions for the styli and screen to write his response. I can still spin it my way, as long as I can write. She was very nice to me, BC writes. I'd never have guessed she was a UIN agent.
She seemed to like you, Father Campion,
the Cardinal offers, reading BC's response.
She did at that, Edwards adds. Probably just looking for information.
BC erases, writes, and turns the screen so the others can read it. Ouch!
You should rest, my boy,
the Cardinal says.
You found the killer. It had to be her. The whole attack was just to get her out of here.
Geez, the Cardinal should work for the OPO. He's doing my job for me. Not that I can't use the help just now.
Too bad you couldn't hold her. She did quite a job on you.
BC holds his ouch back up again. Edwards laughs.
I value your help, Father Campion.
BC tries to protest. Edward corrects himself.
I mean, BC. But you shouldn't have tried to chase her down yourself. You should have called in Lunar Security.
BC erases the screen, writes, she was LSC. Who could I trust? And holds it up.
She was an exception, BC, not the rule. Never mind. You need some rest. Near vacuum is no fun. All you can really do is rest up and get better. Thanks for trying to help.
BC erases, writes, and holds up. You're welcome.
He'll be fine with some rest,
the Cardinal says.
Your excellent medical staff worked on him for hours. Now it's time for prayer. Time to let the Lord do his work.
Yeah, well, thanks again, BC. We'd never have suspected the UIN had infiltrated our security forces. It's disturbing. I don't know how Governor McIntyre could have let this happen.
BC erases his screen, writes, remember what I told you. She might have known. Edwards shakes his head.
I still don't know about that, Father Campion. This all has happened so fast, I don't know what to think. Plus, I've got a moon to run now. I'm a little overwhelmed. You're a little injured. Let's talk about this when we can both talk some more, huh?
BC nods. Edwards turns and leaves BC alone with the Cardinal.
You should get some rest, Father Campion. Stay here on the couch, if you like. Your rooms were pretty badly hit. Stay here for the time being. I'll have someone look in on you. You know, I don't think we've heard the end of this one, Father Campion.
I know we haven't. This is only the beginning, Cardinal. Only the beginning.
Chapter 9. BC lies in pain on the couch in the Cardinal's study.
Stuck here for more than a week now. This sucks.
The study is quiet. BC turned off the entertainment center a few minutes ago to listen to Lunar Prime, to listen to the sounds of a station alive, the barely audible murmur of people passing outside the study doors, the low-pitched hum of the environmental systems, keeping the air fresh and warm like Vatican City on a sunny spring day. And every so often, the entire place trembles, and a humming, bassy buzz is added to the more constant sounds as a ship passes overhead.
Lunar Prime itself is vastly more entertaining than the so-called entertainment center. All the same crap all the time. Stupid UTZ advertising, most of it. Buy this, and of course, buy this. BC stares at a painting of a black Jesus, one of the many varied portraits and interpretations of Jesus Christ that hang on the walls of the study. Wonder where the cardinal bought this stuff. That painting there is 100 years old, if I read the date right. Next to the black Jesus on the wall, to the right, is an ancient Orthodox icon of a bleached white Jesus with pinched cheeks, dressed like an Eastern bishop. To its left hangs a gory medieval oil painting of Jesus on the cross, bleeding and writhing in agony. Man, I can sympathize. Okay, I don't have nails through my hands and feet, or a spear in my side. I only feel as if nails had pierced my skin, every inch of it, all over. This sucks, but in all fairness, I suppose it's not as bad as a crucifixion. I'm still alive anyway. Gotta be realistic. But I've never felt this kind of pain before, and all over, too. I don't think I have any part that doesn't hurt. My mouth still tastes metallic, and my tongue's still swollen. I did almost get killed out there. I still don't know how I survived. Not much has come back to me, not really. Not even after a week. But my surviving might have had something to do with that ship I saw. That ship out there I didn't recognize, hovering outside just before I passed out. It was further off than the UIN ship, out beyond the limits of Lunar Prime. The UIN ship didn't seem to detect it. Probably too busy blowing me up to notice. I've checked through the station records and Port Authority logs to try to find some record of the ship. There is no record of it. Nothing at all. It could have been a hallucination, except that this hallucination may have saved my life. Whoever they were must have let someone know something, or I would be dead. The LSC who picked me up got a call from someone. Maybe it was them. But then, why save me? Man, I am tired of not being able to talk. Tired of writing everything I want to say down, too. Thank you for all of this, Miss Nita Bendix, wherever you are. Whoever you are. Thank you so much, lovely woman.
How are you, BC?
Governor Edwards stands in the doorway to the Cardinal's study. BC grabs his stylus and screen and writes, "Fine," and holds it up for Edwards to read as he walks in.
Great! They told me you were doing better. Told me you still couldn't talk, but they did say you should be up and about in the next day or two. Maybe even talking by then, too.
BC nods.
I just want to apologize again for, well, you're almost being killed by one of our people.
BC writes, thanks, again.
I'd like to treat you to lunch when you're all better.
BC tries to laugh, writing, wow, makes up for everything. Sarcasm. Edwards almost seems hurt.
Hey, look, Father, I'm just trying to...
BC waves his arms, writes, joking, and holds it up. He shrugs, then writes, thank you. Next week?
Sure, next week will be good. I really just wanted to stop by and see how you were. I really feel kind of embarrassed. I feel bad that someone we trusted betrayed us, and you too, obviously. We trusted someone we shouldn't have.
BC writes, I'll survive, shows Edwards, then writes, I'm still here.
Good. Next week for lunch, then. Get better, BC,
Edwards says, and leaves. BC shifts on the couch, trying to get comfortable, but everything is sore. Ouch! Everything hurts. Can't even really laugh. God, I can't wait until I can talk again. Gotta report into the Vatican, too. I sent them a coded written report, but it's short on detail. I've got to talk to them, explain things. I'm sure they want some answers. I need to ask some questions, too. I've seen the news reports. The Universal Islamic Nation's recent attacks on the Earth and the Moon were repelled with some success, but according to news reports, the Vatican took a beating, hardest hit of all the Earth targets. And of the areas on the moon that were hit, their section, the Vatican mission, was hit the hardest. BC's rooms were nearly wiped out. They're now attacking the Vatican directly. The UIN has finally decided that the new Catholic Church is provably, beyond a doubt, in bed with the Universal Trade Zone. Well, duh. It's been a long time coming. The OPO's been working with the UTZ for what, 5, 6 years? I gotta hope no one I know was injured in the attacks. Gotta find out more. Check in with Pope Peter. Wonder what the old man's take on all this is. We are definitely being targeted. Strange behavior from the UIN these days. I really don't think these attacks were in response to the McIntyre assassination. They came too soon after. Their ships had to be on their way here well before I did the hit. Good timing, though. Thanks to the proper spin, the public thinks they killed the governor. Beautiful! The news reports on McIntyre's assassination have been decidedly positive for the UTZ and the Vatican. Nita Bendix has been cast as the assassin, the betrayer. She makes a great scapegoat, running just when it attracted the most suspicion and blame. The Cardinal enters the study.
How are we today, Campion? Better?
For the 100th time, BC writes, "Fine," on his screen, and holds it up for the Cardinal to see.
Good, then, good. Better and better each day, eh? We've got you in the daily prayers at Mass, Father. There's some good folks praying for you. I do have some bad news, though. The UIN has attacked the Vatican again earlier today. Pope Peter is fine, but they've damaged more of the priceless architecture of Vatican City. They're barbarians.
Again? Well, this one they might blame on me. BC writes, anyone hurt?
There were a few casualties.
The Cardinal pauses, thinking.
Oh, yes. And the OPO called for you. I told them you were injured, couldn't speak. They'd like you to check in with them when you can talk again.
Wow, if the OPO is contacting the Cardinal to get to me, they must be desperate. This new attack, probably. They must figure it's Bendix getting back to the UIN with her proof exposing us. I've got to talk to the Home Office, see where I stand, make my case.
Did you hear me, Campion?
BC nods.
Did you know the UIN is maintaining a media blackout? They still haven't said word one to anybody about any of this. Unusually silent, the reports are all saying. Bloody Muslims. Probably just trying to cultivate mystery. Keep quiet, except for blowing us up.
BC nods again. The Cardinal seems to enjoy the fact BC can't answer back.
Their jihad. All that hatred for us Christians. Supposedly they worship the same God as we do. They're supposed to. But Allah doesn't sound like our Father, if you know what I mean.
BC shrugs. What can I say? Nothing, obviously.
You know, Campion, I like these one-sided conversations. Almost enjoy your silence. Too bad you'll be talking again in no time. I'm kidding, of course, Campion. Laughter is the best medicine, so they say. I'll check in again later.
Wonderful. Just ducky. Can't wait.
That was Chapter 9 of Vatican Assassin, a special 15th anniversary audio edition. And we heard Keith Hughes as the Cardinal. Another great voice cameo in this 15th anniversary audio edition of Vatican Assassin. Find out more about Keith's stuff at penslinger.com. And again, a reminder, Vatican Assassin, this 15th anniversary edition, is free as an ebook pretty much everywhere except for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Rakuten Kobo, Smashwords, Scribe, Booktopia. As an independent author, I live and die by word of mouth. So please, let people know they can start this series for free. I don't have a marketing budget or people, so if you can pass that along,
Let a friend or two know they should pick up Vatican Assassin? That would be cool. They can start this series for free. Or at Amazon for 99 cents. Sorry. Well, BC is looking forward to being able to speak again, so as he starts to croak out more words, we'll be back with him next time around. Hope you'll be back for our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation, copyright 2022 by Michael F. Luoma, and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.